Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Friday morning. It is the 23rd day of May, the beginning of the long Memorial Day weekend. Welcome
Happy
to it.
Weekend, fam.
Stop saying the word fam.
What do you mean?
I'm offended by it.
Why?
It's road trip day today.
Yeah, it is.
It's also World Turtle Day. Oh my gosh, watch out for the turtle.
Don't hurt the turtle.
I, on the other hand, aim for turtles on the road. Good morning. We're Joe and John. Three things you need to know this morning. Three teenagers from Millville have been charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old boy last Saturday on Washington Street in Millville. The victim was identified by family as Lucas DeGeorge, a junior at Buena High School. He crashed his car after being shot. He died at the hospital. The teens all face murder, manslaughter, robbery, and firearms charges.
A new poll finds more than half of New Jerseyans surveyed think housing is increasingly unaffordable. The Rutgers-Eagleton survey shows 51% of New Jerseyans surveyed say housing costs are either not very or not at all affordable whatsoever. Almost three-fourths of those surveyed say incomes have not kept pace with rising housing costs and housing prices themselves.
Halloween has been canceled. Well, not really, but the kickoff to Halloween in Egg Harbor Township has been called off.
Boo.
Spirit Halloween's flagship location in EHD will not be holding its annual Ultimate Spirit Halloween experience this summer. Last year's event drew almost 1,500 people. Spirit says circumstances outside their control have made the opening day party impossible this year, but they say it'll be back next year.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy with some on and off rain for the afternoon. High of 68.
Three mornings with Joe and Jana, and time for Jana's Fangirl Update.
And we're talking about Scotty McCreery this morning. He's got some pretty big news. He and his wife Gabby are thrilled to announce to the world they are expecting their second child this fall. They shared the news with everybody thanks to a family photo shoot that obviously made its way to social media, as these things do. Their two-year-old son, Avery, he wore a blue sweater that read Big Brother. I mean, obviously. He seems pretty stoked about his new role in the family, considering it a promotion. So stinking cute. We've got Scotty and Gabby's pregnancy announcement right now at catcountry1073.com. Congratulations, Scotty McCreery. Megan Maroney just released a song, sort of, that has social media going wild at the moment. It's all about reflecting on childhood and the inevitable hardships, I guess, that come with growing up. The song was performed live at Bluebird Cafe, that's in Nashville, for Megan's niece. She said she wanted to give her niece a song to turn to during hard times. She hopes that music makes her and her niece even closer. Of course, we've got the song for you to check out for yourself right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.3.
Coming up at 7:20, our Joe and Jana question of the day today. This is the traditional weekend that, I guess the unofficial start of summer this weekend.
Yeah, I'd say that.
And this is the weekend we welcome our very good friends, the Shoobies, back to our area.
Shoobs, we love you, even if you can be annoying sometimes.
Question of the day today, what is the most annoying thing that those Shoobies do that drive you nuts? I know you got a list, but what's the one thing? One thing that stands out?
Just one.
Stop doing this. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button. Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Jana, you're out and about tomorrow to kick off summer.
I am. I'm so excited. I'm going to be at Boulevard Super Liquors. That's right in Marmora on the causeway there. It's a big day, okay? Beatbox is going to be there celebrating the start of summer. We're going to be there from noon to 2. With games, prizes, fun, yes, for the whole family. Obviously, you need to be 21 and older to sample all of the Beatbox products, but there's going to be stuff for everybody to do, so make sure you come out and see us. Our friends Not Leaving Sober are going to be hitting the stage at Boulevard Super Liquors, so you got to be there for that. Also, we're going to have your shot at some amazing
Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning.
Here we go.
Francis has sent us the joke we're to use this morning. Thank you, Francis.
Thank you, Francis. Appreciate it.
So guy goes for breakfast at his regular joint, and he orders Eggs Benedict. I love Eggs Benedict.
It is really good. It's one of my favorites, too.
The order was served on a bright, shiny, upside-down hubcap, of all things.
Interesting.
He asked the waiter, what's up with this? The waiter says, well, there's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise. There's no plate like chrome for the hollandaise. What's the one thing about Shoobies that you hate the most? This is the weekend that they start to
arrive.
So we want to know, what's the one? You got a big list, but we just want one. What's the one thing you hate the most? 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3. Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
And we're off to
Mexico City, Mexico. After serving as the getaway driver for a jewelry store heist, a bad guy accidentally left his wallet on the dashboard of the getaway car, complete with his driver's license, employment ID, even a receipt from the gas station he'd visited just before the robbery.
Well,
to make matters worse, the next day the driver returned to the spot where the heist crew left the car. He was immediately picked up by cops who were watching the vehicle. Joe and Jana, Barefoot Country Music Fest starts in 27 days on the beach in Wildwood. You still need tickets? We've got your tickets this afternoon at 3:20 with Chris Coleman. It's the Cat Country Barefoot Ticket Window. Your chance to win tickets to the four-day Barefoot Country Music Fest on the beach in Wildwood with Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, Rascal Flatts, and more. Again, our Barefoot Ticket Window comes your way at 3:20 this afternoon with Chris, powered by Jenkins Plumbing and Heating. Good morning, we're Joe and John. Morning, three teenagers from Millville have been charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old boy last Saturday on Washington Street in Millville. The victim was identified by family as Lucas DeGeorge, a junior at Buena High School. He crashed his car after being shot. He died at the hospital. The teens all face murder, manslaughter, robbery, and firearms charges.
A new poll finds more than half of New Jerseyans surveyed think housing is increasingly unaffordable. The Rutgers Eagleton survey shows 51% of New Jerseyans surveyed say housing costs are either not very or not at all affordable whatsoever. Almost three-fourths of those surveyed say incomes have not kept pace with rising housing costs and housing prices themselves.
Halloween has been canceled. Well, not really, but the kickoff to Halloween in Egg Harbor Township has been called off.
Boo.
Spirit Halloween's flagship location in EHD will not be holding its annual Ultimate Spirit Halloween experience this summer. Last year's event drew almost 1,500 people. Spirit says circumstances outside their control have made the opening day party impossible this year, but they say it'll be back next year.
And your South Jersey weather for today: cloudy with some on and off rain for the afternoon, high of 68.
Cat Country morning birthday shout out start right now. We got a long list.
All right, here we go. Strap in.
You don't have to strap in. Happy birthday to Bryn Gaynor of Petersburg. Bryn is 12 today.
Happy birthday.
Marty Supp of Northfield is 11. Happy birthday, Marty. Happy birthday to Crystal Yankowski of Absecon. Stacy Thomas of Atlantic City celebrates today.
Happy birthday, Stacy.
It's Joanne Geisenhofer's birthday. She's from Galloway. Happy birthday to Ron Hallam of Cayman Courthouse, who's 49. Jenny Ayers of Mays Landing celebrates today. Joseph Candela of Hamilton Township is 10. Happy birthday, Joseph.
Woo!
Happy birthday to Erin Araujo. She's 31 today. I hope I pronounced that right. Brett Eckelman of Tuckerton celebrates. Carlo Deldano of Mays Landing celebrates today. Happy birthday, Carlo. Happy birthday to Kimberly Combs of Millville. Bob Smeltzer of West Cape May has a birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. Happy birthday to Dawn Wilson, who's 60.
Dawn.
Cheryl Descala of Cape May Courthouse celebrates today. Tomorrow, Liam Caney of Egg Harbor Township will be 26. Happy birthday, Liam.
Nice.
Happy birthday Sunday to Andy Tunnison of Manahawkin. Andy will be 60. And Hudson Seller of Egg Harbor Township will be 8 on Monday. Happy birthday, Hudson. Ooh, if we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Stacy Thomas of Atlantic. 27 days as part of the Barefoot Country Music Fest in Wildwood. That's Chris Jansen. We're Joe and Jana. It's Cat Country 107.3. Our Joe and Jana question of the day today. It's the unofficial start of summer. Also, the unofficial start of Shoobies.
Shoobie invasion begins today.
What do you hate the most about Shoobies?
Every summer they descend. They see to Cape May we defend. Invasion of the Shoobie kind.
Here they come.
Locals, brace yourselves, it's time.
Yep.
They come in droves, they come in waves. Crowding beaches, streets, and local faves. Socks and sandals, loud and proud. Shoobies, Shoobies all around.
So what do you hate most about Shoobies? Let us know, 609-383-1073, or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app.
It's your only chance to complain, and then for the rest of the summer, it is what it is.
Victoria says, kind of too many things to mention, but the Speedos with the big hairy bellies is entertaining.
Yes, I'd agree with that.
Let's see. Stacy Smith and Donna Leeds both said complaining.
Yeah.
Trish Kelly says, driving in the right lane, not allowing anyone to pass. That's a big one.
I'd say yes. That's the worst.
Yes.
Like, just learn how to drive, and we'd get along.
Amy says, total disrespect for dune areas.
Yeah, they do kind of destroy the dunes sometimes.
Lucinda says she thinks about Shoebies drive slow, like
yes,
you mentioned.
They do.
Howard is on the line from Ventnor. Howard, you says Shoebies are rude. Why?
They just are. They're just rude.
3107.3 Mornings with Joe and John. A happy Friday. Our Joe and John, a question of the day today. What's the one thing about Shoebies you hate the most? After all, this is their weekend. Dylan from Millville. This isn't nice. The fact that they exist.
Hey. they're not all bad.
On our app, Kelly from Galloway says they think they have the right of way if you're walking and they're driving. They also think they have the right of the way if they're walking and you're driving. They always have the right of way, according to them.
I'd say that tracks, yeah. LOL.
Jack Porter says, I really hate when they come here to spend their money that feeds my family and friends.
Yeah.
Right.
I got it.
It's true.
Yes, they do, but for one day here we can.
We can. That's why today's the day to complain, and then we shut up for the rest of the summer.
Well, maybe not. Deborah says, feed the seagulls. That's what you said.
Oh, that's my worst nightmare. I'm so terrified of seagulls. I don't do it in front of me. I will freak out.
David Harris says, litter bugs. Jack Henry, 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the week. We welcome in our little friend.
Da 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 da.
Emphasis on little. Phil. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Oh, hi, Miss Jonna and Mr. Kelly. How are you today?
We're good. And yourself?
I'm still a little full, fat and bald, but how are you?
Good. You ready for the unofficial start of the summer season?
3-day weekend.
Three days?
Yeah.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Oh, we got to buy another hot dog then.
Yes, we do.
All right.
We got you on the phone, Phil, because we're going to play our famous game called Strip Club or Daycare.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's right. Ready, Jonna?
I'm always ready.
Let's jump right into it here. Number one, Diamonds in Nashville, Tennessee.
Diamonds.
Strip club or daycare?
Okay.
What do you think, Phil?
Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Strip club, Joseph.
Definitely strip club.
They have definitely daycare.
What?
Ooh. Both wrong.
Wow.
So annoying.
Number two, we go to Cleveland, Ohio. The Toy Box. The Toy Box.
See, now you're just messing with me.
One word, Toy Box. Strip club or daycare?
Okay.
Bill?
You got me on the first one, so my initial is a daycare, but I'm going to go strip club.
I'm going to say daycare.
It is a daycare.
All right.
Johnny takes a 1-0 lead.
All right.
Number three, Portland, Oregon. Rising Stars.
Rising Stars.
Strip
okay.
club or daycare? Bill?
That has to be a daycare, Joseph.
That's
come on
what
now.
I'm saying.
It is, in fact, a daycare. That means by a score of 2-1, Jonna is this week's big winner.
I didn't get all three, though. So not for 3-for-3 for the 3-day weekend.
Right. 2-for-3 for the 3-day weekend.
Yeah. I'll take it, though.
Well, if I remember correctly, you were 5-for-5 last week.
That's what I'm saying.
She's going downhill
yeah.
fast.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I won great,
she broke
but
her
like.
Ankle. Now she's missing
that is,
questions. Thanks for joining us on Strip Club or Daycare. Kenny Chesney in Las Vegas trip, but in the meantime, we're talking about Shoebies. It's their weekend. It's the big holiday weekend when they arrive. Our question of the day.
They invade.
What do you hate most about Shoebies?
Every summer they descend. AC to Cape May we defend. Invasion of the Shoebie kind. Locals, brace yourselves, it's time.
It's time.
They come in droves, they come in waves. Crowding beaches, streets, and local faves. Socks and sandals, loud and proud. Shoebies, Shoebies all around. Shoebies, Shoebies all around.
There you go. There you go. What do you hate most? Brandy from Belle Plaine says the entitlement and the traffic. Well, that's two things, but we'll allow that.
Right.
What's the one thing you hate the most? Sam from West Creek, I can't stand when Shoebies set up right next to you on the beach when the whole beach is empty. So the rest of the weekend should be good. That's awesome. You're going to be out and about in the nice sunshine tomorrow, Jonna.
I am. We're kicking off the weekend at Boulevard Super Liquors in Marmora with our friends at Beatbox. They're going to be there sampling all their brand new flavors. Can't wait for that. Our friends Not Leaving Sober are going to be performing. It's going to be so much fun. Obviously, must be 21 and over to sample. We'll also have your shot at some awesome shows that you can catch this summer every 15 minutes. So make sure you're there for that. It all kicks off tomorrow at noon. Boulevard Super Liquors in Marmora. It's going to be a great time. Hope to see you there.
Shaboozy, good news. Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Our Joe and Jonna question of the day today, kind of going in overtime. What's the one thing about Shoebies that you hate the most? This is the weekend. This is where it all starts. What's the one thing you hate the most?
All right, well, Mimi just messaged us on the app. Mimi's from Villa. She says, the one thing I hate about summer is the disrespect that visitors have for our home everywhere they go.
Yeah. Art is on the phone from KMA Courthouse. Go ahead, Art.
Hey, how you doing? The thing I hate the most is the way they drive their...
Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna here with Know this morning. Three teenagers from Millville have been charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a 17-year-old boy last Saturday on Washington Street in Millville. The victim was identified by family as Lucas DeGeorge, a junior at Buna High School. He crashed his car after being shot. He died at the hospital. The teens all face murder, manslaughter, robbery, and firearms charges.
A new poll finds more than half of New Jerseyans surveyed think housing is increasingly unaffordable. The Rutgers-Eagleton survey shows 51% of New Jerseyans surveyed say housing costs are either not very or not at all affordable whatsoever. Almost three-fourths of those surveyed say incomes have not kept pace with rising housing costs and housing prices themselves.
Halloween has been canceled. Well, not really, but the kickoff to Halloween in Egg Harbor Township has been called off.
Boo.
Spirit Halloween's flagship location in EHD will not be holding its annual Ultimate Spirit Halloween experience this summer. Last year's event drew almost 1,500 people. Spirit says circumstances outside their control have made the opening day party impossible this year, but they say it'll be back next year.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy with some on and off rain for the afternoon. High of 68.
Backcountry 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jonna. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
All right, here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, 63% of Americans don't know they suck at math. I'm glad I'm part of the other 57%.
Right.
Number two, our dogs are very protective in any situation where we got attacked by a bag of potato chips.
And they'll eat them all up, too.
Number three, every time I see an armored car, I think about robbing it.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to say.
Why? Money. Well, number four, today is your day. You got this. Or tomorrow, whatever. All right, we're Joe and Jonna. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. I find if I wear my snorkel gear when I check out the mail, my neighbors are far less chatty. Here we go. You at the Sphere in Vegas, sitting, probably standing, and enjoying Kenny Chesney, his residency this summer. We got a wonderful trip, airfare, hotel, $500 spending cash, couple of concert tickets for you and your pal, all to go to Vegas. Five chances to win today, now and at 10:20 this morning, 1:20 and 4:20 this afternoon, 7:20 this evening. For your best chance at winning, make sure you're listening to all five times. If you can't, have a friend listen.
That's what you should do. You should be splitting it up.
So yeah, let's go.
Up the time.
Here's your first code of the day. It's 429.
Easy enough, right? 429. That's the code that you need now. You're going to click the Kenny Chesney button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's where you're going to type in the 429, John. And then Jess is going to have your next code coming up at 10:20 this morning. 429. Click that Kenny Chesney button. You're on your way. Vegas, baby.
Cat Country 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jonna. Often on Friday mornings, we have some great restaurants in and taste some of their great food. We're bending the rules here a little bit, changing the rules. We have Aaron with us from Beatbox. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Happy Good. Memorial Day weekend.
Happy Memorial Day Cheers. Weekend. Ready to kick off the summer here.
All right. For people who don't know, let's start out the basic. What is beatbox?
Delicious is what it is.
Love it. To break it out, basically beatbox is fun in a box. It's a party punch. Right, we have over 13 great flavors. Brought some here for you today. We have a party punch line. We have a hard tea line. And we just launched a lemonade line featuring our new partnership with Shaquille O'Neal.
And this is what I'm drinking. This is a lemonade.
This is an alcohol drink. Let's not kid ourselves. This is an alcohol
100%
drink.
An alcohol drink that we encourage you to drink responsibly.
And we're drinking it this morning, and it tastes pretty good.
It's really good. The blueberry lemonade's like summer in a box. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. What's fun about our product is that you can consume. It's resealable, right? So you don't have to drink the whole thing in one shot. Mm-hmm. Pour it over ice. You can throw it in the freezer. It slushies up. Drinking like a slushy. You can.
I didn't think about that because you can just cut off the top and push it up like a popsicle if you want to.
A lot of people do. If you actually go to our Instagram or TikTok, a lot of our consumers will send us different ideas on how they engage with beatbox.
Smart. Now, a lot of people might know the term beatbox, the company, from an appearance several years ago on Shark Tank.
It's 100% correct. So our company's been around since 2012. Awesome thing about us is that our three founders and owners are still with the company, which is actually rare these days, especially in the alcohol business. So 2014, they got on the show. If you were able to see the episode, it's one of the best episodes I think that ever came on Shark Tank. Cut a deal with Mark Cuban at the time. went off, made a deal about $1 million, right? Started 2014, kind of put us on the map a little bit. And then some, you know, as the years went on, looking for different ways to grow your brand. And around 2018, things started to finally click for us. And so here we are today. I mean, our company is close to 300 employees. We are one of the fastest growing alcohol brands out there. And then, you know, having a new flavor, blueberry lemonade with Shaquille O'Neal is kind of cool. So
having Shaq as a partner isn't too bad, is it?
Never hurts, right?
Cat Country 107.3, we're talking with Aaron from Beatbox. Now, you guys have an event. John, you're going to be there on a Saturday. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so tomorrow we're going to be at the Boulevard Super Liquors in Marmora with Beatbox. We're going to have so much fun for you. Games, prizes, all the things. Now, obviously, you have to be 21 and over to sample, but Beatbox is a good time, so there's going to be fun for everybody there. Now, do you have any idea, Aaron, of what flavors I'm going to be able to help people sample tomorrow besides my favorites? Like, I think my favorites are Blue Raz, the Blueberry Lemonade, and the Fruit Punch so far. But what are going to be the offerings tomorrow, I guess I should say?
We have over 13 great brands, flavors. So we're going to have, obviously, the Blue Raz Fruit Punch, Cherry Limeade, which we brought to the studio today. We'll have the new lemonade line featuring blueberry and watermelon. Ooh. We'll have some Orange Blast. And if you're up for it, we'll bring the green apple out as well.
Yeah, summer in a box. It's going to be a great time tomorrow. Again, that's going down tomorrow at Boulevard Super Liquors in Marmora from 12 to 2. You don't want to miss out. Aaron, you're awesome. I can't wait to try even more tomorrow. It's going to be a great time.
Thanks for bringing us Beatbox here.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Glad we were able to partnership with you guys this year.
For sure.